don't believe in anything anymore except you and me. Supremacy. But I still miss you when I'm with you, 'cause I know we're not playing for keeps.
Is that you?
Oh my god, you're a fan of WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta?
Shakira, do you keep it locked?
Don't touch that dial.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some things to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 13th, join the GSA for a drag ball fundraiser happening in Mills Dining Hall from 12 to 2 p.m. Also happening on Monday, join the Office of Global Education for study abroad tabling happening in Hunt Union Lobby from 2 to 3 p.m. Finally, join Activities Council for a night of Chuck's Comedy Club happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the waterfront. On Tuesday, join Art and Scope for their general meeting happening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in Fine Arts 164. Also happening on Tuesday, join Activities Council for a game of Trivia Tuesday happening in the Red Dragon Theater from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Office for Equity and Inclusion for guest speaker Carmen Perez Jordan presenting Collective Heritage, Honoring the Past, Inspiring the Future. This will be happening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the Great Room of Lee Hall. On Thursday, join the Criminal Justice Club for a game of Jeopardy from 5 to 6 p.m. in Fitz 206. On Friday, join the Activities Council for their general body meeting happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Hunt Union in the Leather Stocking Room. So happening on Friday, join Badminton for their general body meeting happening from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in Chase. On Saturday, join Club Odyssey for their third annual Pumpkin Palooza happening in Miller Plaza from 7 to 10 p.m. On Sunday, be sure to join the Ultimate Frisbee team for their practice happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the Intramural Fields. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked, everyone.
Yo, keeping it locked, DJ Nosfer Mark II. DJ Nosfer Mark II. DJ Nosfer Mark II. What's in your pocket? Episode 67, here with Dave, ask you a lot of questions. That's right. Dave, say hello.
Hello, good morning, Oneonta.
Is that coming through?
I don't think I can hear it.
Keep going.
Hello, good morning, Oneonta.
There we are. For some reason, they switched the mics around. Dave's an old buddy of mine. He's on for the morning. We're going to play some super, super fun half Japanese stuff, and a bunch of other tunes as well. But we're going to start off with a Ventures tune and a Madonna tune to get you rolling. Then we'll come back on. I'm going to ask Dave some questions. He's going to curate this half Japanese set and talk about the band a little bit. And yeah, we roll, and it's Monday, yo, 20th of October. Everybody hey, feeling Monday. Good? Are you feeling good?
Feeling great.
Awesome. Here we go. Here's some Taste of Honey. Nas for Mark 2. Everybody, rocking and rolling here on this beautiful Monday morning. It is October 20th. We're getting close to Halloween-y here. One of my oldest longtime buds from the Oneonta area, David, ask you all the questions here this morning. Daver and I met at the Autumn Cafe, and I don't even know what year that was. Early 2000s?
Early 2000s? 2003 or so, I think.
2003. That was pre-California, post-California?
Post-California.
Post-California.
You were already a legend.
Already a legend. I am legend. Anyways, it's great to have him on the show. We welcome him. Dave's going to talk a little bit about his... love for this band called Half Japanese, and we're also just going to talk about the band, because if people don't know about the band, which most people don't, this is going to be your informative session, and we're going to play some songs. So, Daver, how did you get to know this band? Tell us about the band, all things Half Japanese, and go!
I think I bought my first Half Japanese record here in Oneonta, and I think I bought it for the cover, and I'm holding the record in my hand. It's called The Band of Would-Be King. I'm just going to say it right now. Half Japanese is the greatest American rock band. You can call in if you want and dispute, but they are
That's a bold statement.
They are the greatest American rock band. 17 albums, 4 live records, 7 EPs, countless singles. And I believe we're going to start with a song off of their 1989 record, The Band of Would-Be King. Which pretty much is a bold statement, because the cover is painted by David Fair, who was one of the founding members. Jad Fair, David Fair, both brothers, founding members, and the painting depicts Jad Fair boxing Elvis on the front. A wonderful painting, and the back cover depicts Elvis flat on the canvas. I believe that pretty much sums up Half Japanese. And Mark, if you're ready to go, we're going to play the song, the opening track from The Band That Would Be King, which is Open Your Eyes, Close Your Eyes. And again, bold statement, this has the best opening line in rock and roll. I mean, you could probably say there's we could dispute that. Again, if you want to call up and you know, give your opinion. I think the second best opening line in rock and roll is Jimi Hendrix, stand up next to a mountain, chop it down with the edge of my hand. That's pretty epic. But this song.
It's not Josie's on a vacation far away.
Yeah. Well, that's probably right around 50, maybe, for me.
All right, here we go. We're going to listen to the... as Dave says, the greatest rock and roll band ever. We're going to play at least 4 songs by this band, if not more. So get ready. Rock and roll, everybody. Here we go. All right, there we go, everybody. That was Vietnam. Vietnam. And before that, the name of that song was? What was the first one we listened
to? Open Your Eyes, Close Your Eyes.
Open Your Eyes, Close Your Eyes. From the greatest rock and roll band ever, as deemed by David. Ask you all the questions. So let's talk a little bit about, before we get on with some other stuff, let's talk a little bit about the band so that people know about the band. Because a lot of people don't know who this band is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, so formed in 1974 by two brothers, Jad and David Fair. Their early stuff was just them, and neither of them could play their instruments. So there's like a few records of super, super weird art rock. Probably the biggest song out of that was No More Beatlemania, where they just repeatedly scream No More Beatlemania, once is enough. Once is enough, over and over again, over some really crazy noise rock. Fantastic. Then Jad started bringing in some heavy hitters, real heavy hitters, because on the band It Would Be King, which isn't has just a long list of amazing people.
John, what year is this?
1989 is the band It Would Be King, so okay. We're talking 15 years later.
Okay.
We have Kramer. Any fans of Bongwater or any of those kind of early 80s indie rock bands, Galaxy 500,
oh, yeah.
Kramer, big producer and musician. Don Fleming from Gumball is on this record. Rob Kennedy, who then went on to do the Robert Kennedy assassination project. And John Zorn being one of the big ones. And
old Zorn.
Yep. And then, you know, we had a few years of Jad bringing in some really awesome musicians to fill out his band. Like I said, 17 records, 4 live albums, 7 EPs, and Jad is still making music under Half Japanese. I believe he's made 4 or 5 records over the last few years.
And that's
wonderful.
So that second song we listened to, Vietnam, right?
Yeah.
That was off of what album?
I believe you have that record over there.
That
was, yeah.
Okay, this is off of Charmed Life.
Charmed Life, yes.
And this is, trying to look at what year this is.
Charmed Life, I think it was like 84, 85.
And it's really awesome on the back of this. There's this great, like, monkey on the front drinking some kind of cocktail with a tongue coming out of it.
Yeah.
But on the back, somebody had written, oh, this is a Wony record, by the way. And I think it was, did you buy this when it said Wony on
it? Yeah, I think Wony purged many of its records, and I found a whole stash of them down in the record store on Main Street.
That's awesome. And Dave bought this record, and he's giving it back to Wony.
Because I do have another copy.
Which is awesome.
Interesting side note, a lot of these, what we're playing today, is on the 50 Skadillion Watts record, which was a record
that was
founded by Penn Jillette from Penn & Teller with the sole purpose of recording and releasing Half Japanese records.
It's really funny. If you look on the bottom of this, the 50, what is it, gajillion?
Skadillion.
Skadillion. It actually has the number in digits.
It's a lot of zeros.
Written out there. How many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30, 33, 36, 37 zeros.
That's a skadillion, yeah. I believe that is the correct number of zeros for a skadillion. That's a lot of watts, too. I mean,
that's a lot.
He didn't skimp on watts.
And on the back of this, it's awesome because, once again, I don't know who wrote this, but somebody wrote it on the back of the album. They circled the song 1 Million Kisses and then put an arrow next to it and in pencil wrote Violent Femmes Sound.
Yeah, it does sound like it's a little Violent Femmesy. That song, we'll hear it later, that song is just a really wonderful tale of a young man who's lost his love, and he comes up with the most brilliant plan to win her back.
And I look forward to hearing this.
It is a brilliant plan.
We're going to play a couple not half Japanese songs, and then we're going to come back and talk about a festival that they curate, right?
We'll talk a little bit about Shake Moore.
Yeah, sure. We'll talk a little bit about Shake Moore because I think this is an interesting thing because this is actually how I had heard about them. But we're going to start off, we're going to play some songs in between. Some of these are bands, this band in particular is something that I know Dave and I both love. This is a band called The Lounge Lizards that was formed, I believe, by John Laurie, founded the band.
Yeah, and I think his brother is also playing on this record. I can't be sure.
Yeah.
I think Zorn played with them as well.
Yeah, and they're just this awesome jazz group that do kind of these, like, more swankier versions, I would say, of jazz tunes and so forth. John Laurie was also in a great movie with Tom Waits, right? Down by Law, which is a great flick. And I believe he probably did the music for that. They both did the music. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
For that as well. But here we go. We're listening to the Lounge Lizards version of Harlem Nocturne, which is one of my favorites of theirs, followed by Valley Girl by Frank and Moon Zappa.
Mr. Boo Boo! We're talking Lord God King Boo. to me, and I wanted, like, to get my toenails done. And the lady, like, goes, oh, my God, your toenails are, like, so grody. It was, like, really embarrassing. She's like, oh, my God, like, bag those toenails. I'm like, sure. She goes, I don't know if I can handle this, you know. I was, like, really embarrassed.
So, Valiger, here's a funny story about that song. I was just telling Daver about this. When I was in college, the first Zappa song, and I ran a Zappa cover band up here, class for 20 years, so I know a lot of Zappa. I've played a lot of Zappa live. Valiger was the first Zappa song I ever played live, and I played bass on it with Kim Patterson playing keyboards. I probably Tim Thorne playing drums and Amy Green singing the part, who later would become my sugar pie for a couple of years in college. It was good times. This is
sugar pie.
This was in the 90s. Amy Green, yeah. Phi Sigur. She was in Phi Sigur.
Isn't sugar pie on that list of things you can't say on radio?
I don't know. Let me look. It doesn't say anything about pie or sugar.
Tell us some of the things that are on that list.
Okay, so here's what's on the wait a minute. I like it as sometimes it's this word and then in parentheses, as in, a sexual content, or as in something else, because sometimes you can say other things. Like, you're allowed to say the number 69. You can say that number. Right, that's cool. Absolutely fine. You're just not allowed to say it in a sexual act.
You can't turn it into a verb.
That's right. You can't turn it into a verb. We're only talking about nouns here, people. Nouns.
You can't throw ing on
that. That's right. You can't throw, ing on. For any of those who, Dave and I are both teachers. So.
What about ish?
Ish.
You can throw that on the end of it?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it depends. That could still be referred to as a noun, because, like, how many pills are left in the bottle? Well, 69-ish or so.
6, 7. Sorry. Sorry. Any middle school teachers out there?
Yeah, probably.
Anyways, we are going to talk a little bit about, before we get back into more songs, we're going to talk a little bit about this festival that Half Japanese, do they put it on, or are they just curious? I don't know about who runs the whole thing, but Dave's going to tell us about this.
The festival's called Shakemore, and it's every summer. Usually, I'm going to say mid to end of July. Outside, about an hour outside of Baltimore, in a really, really beautiful countryside. And it was originally formed around Half Japanese, so it would be, they would play every year. And the bill, it was 3 days for a little while when we first started going, and now it's 2 days. And the lineup would be filled out with very artsy, like art rock bands and novelty bands, like Weird Paul plays every year, and he writes classic songs like about mac and cheese and peanut butter, and he's a novelty guy in the vein of Weird Al and Dr. Demento. A lot of amazing bands have played there over the years, and they still do it every year. And usually you'll get to hear David Fair's band, Cuckoo Rockin' Time, where David will play. He is the undisputed king of rock and roll. And if you've seen him if you've seen him perform, you will agree. He is undisputed. I mean, we could talk Elvis, but Elvis is definitely disputed. The disputed king of rock and roll. And Michael Jackson, absolutely disputed as the king of pop. But Half Japanese, David Fair, undisputed. You can't dispute it. There's so much evidence. So the festival is fabulous, and anyone can go. It's a word of mouth. They don't promote it. Friends can just invite friends. There's a swimming pool. You can swim around, and when it gets hot, and it does get hot because it is Maryland in the summer. But all the bands that play there are fantastic and very unique, and it's just a great time.
Shakemore, Shakemore.
Yep.
One word.
Shakemore, yep.
Shakemore. You can go online, check that out. So if there were three albums to buy, right, if I'm gonna go and start listening to Half Japanese, because I don't know who they are, right? What three albums? I like doing albums.
Wow.
Instead of songs.
Well, we're playing,
because there's a lot of short songs on these, so
we are playing probably the three most let's say mainstream
accessible
records of
albums.
Theirs, because he put together a band of like really talented musicians. If you want to jump in, there's a really fabulous documentary called The Band That Would Be King, where you can hear from the musicians themselves. If you want to hear their more avant-garde stuff, you can dig back into Half Man Not Beasts, which is going to be Jad and David, the two brothers, doing their thing. Like I said, it's very avant-garde, so there's a lot of noise and very exciting lyrics. They write songs about monsters. They've written several songs probably about Godzilla.
That's a good thing.
One of Mark's favorites.
That's right.
And they write really wonderful love songs, and sometimes like some really interesting social commentary, buried underneath. But first and foremost, they're just very unique artists, and you'll never hear anyone like them.
And so the first album stuff we listened to was The Band That Would Be King. We're going to play a second track off of Charmed Life, because before we listen to Vietnam, we're going to listen to a song called 1 Million Kisses Now, which is another accessible album. And then we're going to pull a song off of Strippin'. Oh, Music to Strip By. Music. So I was going to say Stripping for Cash. But Music to Strip By.
The track will be Stripping for Cash.
The track we're going to play is called
Stripping
for Cash.
In this day and age where we have a lot of emotional, not emotional, well, a lot of emotional strife, but also economic strife, Stripping for Cash is very topical for this time period.
Hell yeah, man.
When we're all penny pinching.
They know sex work is work, man, and it's awesome. And also the cover of the back cover of this album, which I cannot put on the on my live feed here. Or
Puritans.
Yeah, Puritans. But it's awesome, so you should check it out. It's called Half Japanese Music to Strip By. The back cover in particular is just...
yep.
It's like a... It's amazing. Part of it looks almost...
It's very acrobatic.
It's acrobatic, and it also reminds me a little bit of Aqua Team Hunger Force, the area of where you would do things with. it's very Aqua Team Hunger Force-y. Here we go. We're going to play some Half Japanese here.
So are we setting up 1 Million Kisses?
Well, 1 Million Kisses followed by Stripping for Cash. You want to say anything about
this? Yeah, 1 Million Kisses is a... Just think of this wounded lover who's lost his lady, and he's very forlorn. So he comes up with this brilliant plan to win her back. And that's what 1 Million Kisses is all about.
Rock and roll, here we go. Those songs are so short. it just happens and then it goes.
They're economical.
They're economical and they're very funny.
No filler.
That's right. So that first one was totally Violent Femmes-y. It's right. It says it on the thing. And this one actually kind of a little bit was too. Just sound quality wise, I kind of like the low. It's like lo-fi. recording. It's super fun. Yeah, Dave and I also, along with just completely enjoying each other's company, also see shows or have seen a lot of shows together and so forth. So recently we saw, this past year, we saw Devo.
Oh, man.
In which both of us are doing some Devo-esque Halloween stuff. yeah, we got some energy domes from the Devo show we went to, and they were really freaking good.
I had to alter mine to keep it on my head.
He said you put foam in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Where'd you get the foam?
I think I harvested it out of a kick drum.
Nice. I was trying to figure out ways to actually fit mine in there, too. And there's all kinds of different ways you could, if anybody wants to. So if you have an energy dome, which is basically just a hard plastic flower pot.
And it doesn't like to stay on.
No, it's not very comfortable either.
You can't move around or anything. You just got to stay still or it falls off.
Yeah, unless you put something in it.
Devo must either tape them on their heads or they have foam in theirs as well.
Or they probably have more expensive versions.
Oh, they do.
Where they have like a...
I don't know. These were pretty expensive.
They were pretty expensive. If anybody has any other ideas besides foam that I could put inside my energy dome to keep it on, let me know.
Cheese.
You can send me cheese. Yeah, anything. Maybe we can make a top 10 list of here what to put inside the energy dome to keep
what
it on.
What to Mark's, stuff your energy dome.
What to stuff your... I think you're allowed to say that online. Anyway, so how do you stuff your energy dome top 10 list will be coming up next week. Along with that, we saw Wet Leg
was phenomenal. One of the best.
Which was a super, super, super fun show. That band's, what I liked about them is they played for like an hour and 10 minutes. They basically played both their albums,
yeah.
Minus like four or five songs. And there wasn't a lot of talking going on, just a lot of playing,
yeah.
Which I love. Sometimes I don't mind if bands talk. Like when Devo talked, they talked a little bit. Not a ton, but when they did, it was important. A lot of times bands will get up there. If you've ever seen Cake, it's like hit or miss with them. Sometimes they just play.
I'm sorry, Cake, but it was a miss when I saw them at Oma Gang.
Yeah, I saw them at twice.
I thought they would be way more fun.
Yeah, they're kind of downers sometimes.
Yeah, they weren't fun.
I've seen them three times. One time they didn't talk and they were really fun. The time I saw you with them with you, they were didn't talk, but they weren't that much fun. Mm-hmm. And then one time I saw them, he talked for over half of it, and everybody was just booing. It was just one of these times where he should have just stopped. Stop.
For me at Oma Gang, they were technically good. They sounded, their songs sounded really well rehearsed and stuff, but I was expecting just by their music that they would put on more of a party.
Yeah. Wasn't that, didn't we see, was that the same weekend as Bonnie Raitt? Remember we saw that? Did you go to that or not?
Bonnie Raitt played after Primus.
And Ween.
And no it was Primus, Sean Lennon,
yeah,
and
right.
Who played with them? Dinosaur Jr.
That's right. We went to that.
Yes.
Yes, yes, that's right. And
if anybody else went to that, it was just remarkable that the crew at Oma Gang was able to get that place ready for Bonnie Raitt the very next night.
Remember, that was like insane. It was so gross.
Oh, it was horrifying.
Can you imagine those bands together?
Just the porta potties alone. I was in the campground, and the campsite never went to sleep. It was just raging.
Yeah.
For the whole night.
And the next day was Bonnie Raitt, right?
The very next day. We were lucky enough to get some tickets given to us, so we decided to stay, and we went back, and it was a polar opposite experience.
Oh, it was terrible.
It was very polite. It was very middle-aged.
Just remember, she complained the whole time about this.
And I'm middle-aged, so
something, and
now I'm getting to be elderly, but the show felt very middle-aged.
She just complained the whole time.
Yeah.
And played for like an hour.
Yeah.
And then left.
I mean, her back probably hurt.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, my back hurt.
Yeah. There's a lot of complaining, though.
From dancing around.
Yeah.
In the previous night.
I don't think she was there dancing around with Primus. Maybe she was. I don't know. Maybe she was in the back.
Yeah.
But anyways, we're going to play. We're starting to wrap up a little bit, but we're going to play. So there's Blotto.
Yeah, I brought this record up for for a reason.
Yeah, so from Albany, New York, 1980, indie new wave. That's what it says on me. That's what it says in a little...
You be the judge.
Sticker. Oh, it's a post-it note. Melody Supreme.
Yeah, I bought this in Charlottesville, Virginia, this single. Really great record store down there.
Yeah, and it's a great album. You know, one of the things just about albums is just looking at the covers and stuff like that. So, 1979, all songs by Broadway, 1979, Blautone's music, ASCAP, except Stop in the Name of Love, which was written in 1965 and not by...
Yeah, so Blotto had a big hit. They had a huge MTV hit because their video was really weird and funny. I say huge, but, you know, it. I don't know if it was huge, but that's how they got on the map, and they were from Albany.
And this is that song.
Capital District Band. This is the song that put them on the map, and they played, when I was going to school here, they played at Hartwick College. Hartwick was doing some shows, outside shows. Ika Mouse, the reggae artist, you remember Ika Mouse?
Yeah, yeah.
Played there. The Del Fuegos played there. And Blotto played there as well.
Crazy. And so in my time, Derek Trucks played there before joining the Allman Brothers.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it was crazy. So it was Derek Trucks. It was the guy, Michael, who makes all the noises from Police Academy.
Oh, man, what is his name?
Boop, 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 boop. And those are the bleeps, the creeps, and the sweeps.
Yeah.
That guy, Michael.
Yeah, I love that guy.
Oh, my God. I can't remember his last name. He's amazing. If anybody remembers his last name, please send me a message saying, I could look it up on my phone. You looking up on your phone?
No, I could. I'll do it while I'm music's playing.
Okay. But he was awesome. And then also the Bella Fleck and the Flecktones. And I got to play Victor Wooten's bass.
Wait, they all played the same show?
No. That'd be awesome, though. But they all played in the same couple years.
He just got up and did sound effects.
Yeah. No, well, he did a comedy. Wow. He's a comic, okay. Right? So he did his thing. But, I mean, everybody obviously went, so they hear it go, and he does, like, the Jimi Hendrix guitar solo.
Oh,
thing,
my God,
and
yes.
It's, like, incredible. Yeah. But yeah. Everybody might know him either from Police Academy or, like what I was making a reference to, the Spaceballs scene where he does the bleeps.
I think on Letterman he does a really great, like, Led Zeppelin thing or something, if I'm not...
He can make his voice sound like
he sounds
guitar.
Like the entire band, like it was great.
Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, so we're gonna listen to Blotto off of the EP called Hello, My Name Is Blotto, What's Yours, and this is called
I love this song because I was actually a lifeguard at the time, so
I want this
it
called
was,
I want
really
be
is close to my heart
a lifeguard and in quote something else that I'm not gonna say because it's naughty. No, who's naughty? We're being a little naughty here this morning, but not actually not naughty enough for them to be like, you can't be naughty like that, Mark.
Yeah, but Blotto I think is safe for the family.
This is Blotto's for the children.
Yes,
along
Blotto.
With Wu-Tang. Okay, here we go. Here's I Want to Be a Lifeguard by Blotto.
Enjoy.
Lifeguard. July. I'll say goodbye to every
out of it, dominant fool.
Convert the feet into meters, marking distance at the swimming pool. Summer blondes revealing tan lines. I'll make more moves than
Ally Fanline.
I wanna be a lifeguard.
Be a big man now, get a great tan now.
I wanna guard your life.
I
wanna be a lifeguard.
Be a lifeguard.
That help, song, help, help, help.
That song's amazing. Anyways, it's been an absolute pleasure this morning to hang
so
out with
Dave. So much fun.
Hopefully, when next time he comes up, I'll get him back on here. Dave, tell us about your Halloween party.
Oh, awesome. Hey, if you want to come down to Brooklyn, Halloween party next Saturday, live music. We have some bands playing. My band, The Mooks, will be playing.
Who are awesome.
We have an amazing hard rock metal band, Resist the Temptation, playing. And if any of you were at the Mooks show, we're at the B-side. We're also going to have Dumb Shows and Noise, which is the incomparable Fred Gubitosi.
That's right.
wearing his famous vampire cloak and his wig. His unruly wig.
That's right. It's pretty amazing.
2 o'clock.
Two o'clock.
Everybody's welcome.
2 o'clock.
Come on down.
In Bayside. If anybody wants to go to the show.
Bay Ridge.
That's right. Bay Ridge,
baby.
Bayside, Queen. For a while, I was hanging
Best
out in
Best neighborhood
Bayside,
in Brooklyn.
All the bays.
Yep.
I'm in the bays of the New York. Bay Ridge. My sister lived there for many years on 67th and 5th, right by the Leaf.
Yep.
Anyways, I'm going to leave you with some Bach because I can't stop. I can't stop the Bach. And Daver, we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much. Really enjoyed it.
Rock and roll,
farewell,
everyone. Farewell,
Odie. Back to Brooklyn today.
Hey, this is Grant from Naked Giants, and you're listening to WONY, Oneonta.
Did you know that more than 90% of poisonings happen at home? Look closely and you will find poison risks hidden in plain sight inside every house. But there are actions you can take to poison-proof your home, like keeping household cleaners locked up high and away from children, properly labeling and securing medicines and supplements, and installing carbon monoxide detectors near bedrooms and furnaces. Visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov to learn more, or call your local poison center at 1-800-222-1222, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some things to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 13th, join the GSA for a drag ball fundraiser happening in Mills Dining Hall from 12 to 2 p.m.